This week, as we mourn the passing of President George H.W. Bush, and we had a chance to see his life, his presidency, and even the man on full display, if you had the time to at least participate in some aspect of this week, which seemed to consume quite a bit of the news for several days. One of the stories that I heard that struck me that I did not know was that when he was a pilot in World War II and his plane crashed and he survived, that survival troubled him. And I understand that he really asked the question, why me? You know, why did I survive? Why was my life saved? And it might have been survivor's guilt, but I think for him, it really motivated him that he wanted to live his life from there forward in some way that would be worthy of being saved in this way. And somehow it energized him and focused his life of service and public service that somehow he would be worthy of this time of being saved. This second week of Advent, we continue to focus in on the coming, and particularly this week, the coming of the Word of God. We hear that phrase today that the Word of God came to John the Baptist, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. This whole season, really, it is about calling to mind the ways that God's Word is always coming into the world and into our lives. And that Word and God's love and that Son of God, really, it's the same reality. That the only Word that God is speaking to us is a Word of love. It is that Word of love that is spoken at the dawn of creation. That Word is a creative Word. It is the Word that is being spoken throughout of history in the generations of the people of God. It is the Word that has been spoken in the promises and the covenants that God make with the chosen people. And it is the Word that was spoken in Jesus, God made flesh among us. And there is a final word to come. And so Advent is our time to also mark that great final coming, that second coming, when all will be consummated and we will all be one with God. We come from God and we are going to God. And yet here we are, we live in between those great waves of coming, the coming that has been and the coming that we will be, and we are here in the middle of that time. And really, St. John the Baptist is the prophet of the in-between time, that time between the old covenant and that new full covenant, that eternal covenant. And today we hear this passage, which I think is saying something about another kind of coming. Not just the great coming, the historical coming, the final coming, but it's the way that God's Word of love comes to me. And the way God's Word of love comes to you personally, particularly, in only the way that it's for you alone. Today, we heard this long story of what was going on when the word came. It was the time of Caesar, this particular Caesar and Pontius Pilate. You could almost use it as like a historical GPS to line up exactly the date when the word of God came to John. When the word of God came to John, it came to him at a particular time, in a particular place, in a particular moment in his life. He was a particular son, and it was in a particular desert. And there was his life before that coming, and there was his life after that coming. It's almost a scandal the way that God's word comes to each of us in a very particular way. God has a particular word for you. And God's word of love is there only for you. And it's a word that can save you. And it's a word that it's like how we talk about the BC and the AD of history. There's history before Christ, and there's history after Christ. There's that moment before the crash, and there's that moment after being saved. And you ask the question, why me? Why me at this time? Why do you love me, God, so personally? Any of you have had a profound encounter with love, your spouse, your parent, your child, and you wonder, why me? Why do you love me? Why did you choose me? I don't understand it. And it's that recognition of that particular profound love of you, personally, particularly, that changes us. Today we hear that reading of Paul and his very particular love that exists between him and the people of Philippi. And he says, this is what I pray for you. I pray that that love, that particular love that you have experienced in Jesus Christ, that love's going to grow. Allow it to grow in you. Allow that to define you from here on out. Allow that love to help guide you into discerning from here on out what is of value in your life. How do you want to spend your life now because of how this word of love has saved you and is saving you? And so today, as we gather around the table of the Lord, we gather around the table of his word of love. It is a word that came before. It is the word that will finally come. And it is the word that is coming to you and to me. It is a word of love. And it is a word that saves. And so as we gather today, let us consider that question. How has that word of love come to you?